You're listening to the audio program Host and Guest, hosted by me, Rick Katchke. Now here's myself, Rick Katchke. Hello, welcome to episode 17 of Host and Guest. I'm your host, Rick Katchke, and today I'm joined by Second City alum Eddie Furman. We'll have that interview in just a moment. Welcome to the post-Super Bowl 43 edition of Host and Guest. I wasn't a huge fan of the officiating in the Super Bowl. I thought it sort of tainted what could have been a great game. When it comes to football, that's sort of probably my biggest passion. I love baseball and I love football. I think the reason why I like football so much is because I sort of taught myself the sport. My parents really never watched football, and I just started watching it when I was maybe 8 or 9. I didn't know the rules, but I sort of picked up everything just by watching it. And then I developed this uncanny, like, Rain Man-esque ability to determine what a penalty was. As soon as a flag was thrown, I would know that, oh, it's holding, oh, it's interference, whatever. I had this ridiculous ability to the point where I honestly would have 100% accuracy during games. I still have it to some extent, but they've added penalties, so it makes it a little tougher to know what's what. But I just have this weird ability to sort of, I don't know if I'm that great of a person to watch a game with, because I'm always calling penalties. I'm always like acting like an announcer. And a lot of times I say a point right before it's repeated by the announcers. I'm probably intolerable, to be honest, watching a football game because I get so obsessed with it. We'll be back with Eddie Furman in just a moment. Eddie Furman is one of the founders of the Annoyance Theater. He also was a Second City main stage performer. He currently resides in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, but he still writes for Second City. He co-wrote their upcoming show, Rod Blagojevich Superstar. I spoke to him here in Milwaukee. All right, welcome to this edition of Host and Guest. Today I'm joined by Eddie Furman. Eddie, thank you for joining me on the program.
It's my pleasure, Rick. Thanks for having me.
Now, is it okay that I refer to you as Eddie? I've seen it, you listed as Ed as well.
Sure, either way. It's okay. Good. Eddie works.
Now, Eddie, you are one of the co-writers of the upcoming production, Rod Blagojevich Superstar, at Second City on the ETC stage.
That is correct.
What is the plot of the show?
Well, the plot is really as fresh as today's headlines, if you're a little late getting the paper. I think the idea was born out of the Second City holiday party, actually. People talking and just brainstorming, kind of talking about what, all the craziness that's going on with the governor at the time. Then the next morning, I got an email from Kelly Leonard, my writing partner, T.J. Shanoff, did too. Like, what do you say you make a musical on this? And I thought it was a great idea. I put a little thought to it, like, what about something like Rod Blagojevich Superstar? Kind of make it like Jesus Christ Superstar. He's comparing himself to Gandhi and everything. There's probably some Jesus parallels. And people seem to like it, so... And we got together with T.J. Shanoff, and I got together, watched Jesus Christ Superstar, and had some ideas. We went across the street, plotted out a running order, and then I took a solid 2 days and wrote the book, and T.J. wrote the music while he was on a cruise.
So if this was proposed at the holiday party, it's how quick of a turnaround was it to have the show done, and how soon were you having actors working with it?
It's been, I think it was about 2 weeks. And it seems like, to the theater crowd, it seems like really quick. But keep in mind, you know, with improv, Second City is kind of somewhat based on improv.
Right.
You get like a second to come up with a scene idea and start doing something. So 2 weeks, that's really, relatively speaking, that's a very long time to put up a production.
And the show will be running on Tuesdays and Thursdays?
I believe it's Tuesdays and Wednesdays at the ETC. Because, yeah, the regular show runs at ETC runs Thursday through Sunday.
Excellent. Yeah. Now, you mentioned Second City. Obviously, you were a main stage player there. How did you get involved with Second City?
I was in Chicago for a long time, part of the improv scene. I helped co-found the Annoyance Theater back in like the late 80s. That's when Improv Olympic, I.O., was starting to get get its grounds too. And then it really kind of grew into a scene, so people started to know each other more. My real in, I think, was Mick Napier directed. He's one of the founders of The Annoyance and directed at Second City.
Sure.
I auditioned for their touring company. I toured for a while. That's where I met T.J. Shanoff.
Okay.
We were together on the last leg of my tour. That's where I met him. I'd always heard about him, the legend of T.J. Shanoff. I got to meet him and work with him. We hit it off real well. Quit touring company, and then I got hired to do their 40th anniversary show with Mick.
And was it just one review that you were in?
No, I did three there.
Okay,
I did three.
Yeah, I caught you in one of them. I wish I could recall the title of it.
I did 4.0, I did Slaughterhouse 5, Cattle Zero, and Embryos on Ice, which was very topical when it was supposed to open on September 12, 2001.
Oh, okay.
Then the headline shifted.
Sure.
Not nearly as relevant.
I think I saw Slaughterhouse. That seems to be the one that stands out.
Yeah, that was fun.
Now, you are currently residing in Milwaukee.
I am.
What prompted the move from Chicago to Milwaukee?
It was a few factors. I was, my wife and I were looking to buy a place, and property values are better here, especially at the time. And plus, I had a radio show in Chicago. I was doing that. That ended, and like all our friends were getting our couple friends were getting divorced or having babies in Chicago.
Sure.
And my wife was getting a lot of work here in Milwaukee. So, and I kind of fell in love with the East Side. It's a great neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
So, decided to move up here. And the phone kept ringing. I thought I'd get another job in manufacturing or something. But
sure.
Thankfully, the phone keeps ringing, and I'm still comedy writing.
So it's just mostly comedy freelance work that you're doing, or is it? What's your main source of employment?
Main source is still writing for Second City.
Okay, sure.
They're in their various functions. They have a thriving corporate business. And,
okay.
Yeah. So I mostly with Second City.
Sure. Now, do you still do any performing in terms of live performance, or have you resigned yourself mostly to writing at this point?
No, I threw away my makeup. I've hung up the tie. I retired. I have a partner up here I do some film stuff with. You got a series called Meth Mouth and Shunk.
Okay.
It's like Cheech and Chong, but with violent meth addicts. And you can see that on Funny or Die. We're called the New Beveraging Federation. So
okay.
Funny or Die, look up Meth Mouth and Shunk. There's a series up there, yeah.
Now, we had Mick Napier on the show last week, and we brought up his experience working on Fatty Drives the Bus. You
yes.
were one of an eccentric couple in the film.
Yes, Jody Lennon and I were the eccentric millionaire couple, yes.
What was your experience like working on that motion picture?
Experiences were varied because it took so long. I mean, I had some fun. We got to improvise on film, which you don't get to do all the time. So I had some fun with that. Over 5 years. Also, I remember like agonizing. There's a long, long tracking shot at the end with all these weird couples. We didn't have anything for that. We just had the tracking shot. I remember brainstorming, trying to come up with an end for the movie based on this tracking shot, which I had a big hand in. And we finally got that done. So that was fun. I do remember it being the dead of winter, and we had all the bus interiors were shot behind the Annoyance Theater in like February. It was 20 degrees or something. I remember it being like 2 in the morning, and Steve Cowdrey, who is in the movie and is makeup, the special effects guy.
Okay.
I remember him being in a beaver suit, pissed off. And he had to be out there, like, helping to shake the bus like it was moving. And he was really mad. He was in a full-on beaver suit. He was so mad you couldn't laugh at him or make fun because he was on the verge of, like, big violence. So it's like any independent movie. It's always an adventure.
Now, you've performed and taught improv for a number of years. For people who are just starting improv or have been doing it for a while, what would your best piece of advice be when it comes to performing?
You know, I would say get a background. I'd say get your acting chops. A lot of people had, especially younger folks coming up, block themselves. They don't know about blocking and can't deliver the emotion well. And I'm a pretty crappy actor, but I got the chops just enough to help me when I was improvising. That and listen.
Now, every week on the show, we always ask for some recommendations. So to start it off, can we get an album recommendation?
An album recommendation? Let's see. I haven't. The one I've been looking for. I just heard a group called Bonorama from New Orleans.
Okay.
It's like four trombones, a drum, and a guitar, and they do like Sabbath and Allman Brothers.
Sure.
So if they're out there, I just found out about them yesterday. So that's.
It's a blind recommendation, but you've got enough faith in it.
My friend Dan Backetall recommended it to me. He's a good music aficionado.
I thought you might go to the Jesus Christ Superstar soundtrack. and then also a film recommendation, something other than Jesus Christ Superstar or Fatty Drives the Bus.
Okay, I'll tell you, I watched Step Brothers last night.
Okay.
I laughed a lot.
I really enjoyed it. I heard that actually on the DVD there's a musical commentary track, so I've been meaning to check that out.
Oh, really?
Well. Yeah, I'll
John
Bryan and everything.
Yeah.
Now, you also have your hand on the pulse of the Chicago comedy scene. What are some of the improv or sketch comedy groups that you would recommend people check out?
Gosh, I don't know. I've heard Bandicoot's good. I've heard about it. I'd like to see it. I haven't. I don't get down there very much.
Sure.
I really. It's been a while.
Sure.
It's been a while.
I didn't know if you had any friends or anything that you there are in a show that you would recommend.
Oh, I've got a lot. You know, you can't go wrong. The Annoyance always says great stuff, mm-hmm. and I'm itching to see the new reviews of Second City. So.
Definitely. Now, finally, are there any other projects or things that you're working on that you'd like to let people know about?
Not so much right now. A couple irons in the fire, but nothing at the plugging stage.
Certainly.
But definitely, I would. I think Blagojevich Superstar is going to be really fun.
Now,
it's a fun. I'm surprised how fun the book came out, and just reading the lyrics from the songs made me laugh out loud.
And how long is the run scheduled to be at this point?
I believe it's a 6-week run. Might get extended. Might get picked up. And there's perhaps a talk about a run here in Milwaukee in the summer, perhaps.
Okay. Well, Eddie, thank you so much for being on the program.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Thank you.
Thanks again to Eddie Furman for joining me on the program. For more information about Rod Blagojevich Superstar, be sure to check out secondcity.com. I'm going to be heading off to Memphis next week, so there may or may not be host and guest for maybe the next 2 weeks. Hopefully I can surprise you with some episodes, but if not, don't hold it against me. Tiny Folk does our theme music. You can check out all of his music at www.cllct.com, and it costs nothing. I've been your host, Rick Hatchke, and this has been Host and Guest. Sand,